Ihr Rom ist your Xiaomi, corresponding to your Rom is Babli, Daf Kuf Chof. We begin your Xiaomi on Daf Pei Beis, on the base at the Mishnah. Halacha Gimel. Im me'idim ela al parsus ponim, machaitam af al pi sheyesh simonim begufoy mekelov. Witnesses can testify only if they saw face, including the nose, even if there are simonim on his body and clothing. Im me'idim ela la'acha shloisha yomim. They can testify only after 3 days. Afilu mugiyad etzalub alatzalub v'achaya oichelis boy im me'idim ela ad shetetzei nafshay. Even if they saw him cut up, hanging on a crucifix, or a wild animal was eating him, they can testify only after he died. Rabbi Baba loy kol ha'adam v'loy kol ha'makaymois v'loy kol ha'shois shabbos. Rabbi Baba says that it depends on the deceased, the place, and the time. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, achaitem im ha'listois. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to see the nose with the jaws. Ba'asya dama Rabbi Yomiya b'shem Rav, ha'karas p'neihem onsa bam. Ve'achaitem. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yomiya said the name of Rav, quoting from the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Per Gimel Pasuk Tes, the recognition of their faces testified against them. This is the nose. Am Rav Chiya Baba, manda boy d'loi mishak ma yoiv ispanya al nechiri d'loi mishakim. Rav Chiya Baba said when he wants the people not recognize him, he should put bandages on his nostrils and he will not be recognized. Ka'ada b'yemi da'al kasinus malka havin sipuroi mizmayim b'havin yavin ispanya al nechiri yoin v'inu d'loi mishakim. It's like in the days of King Arsakinus. People of Sipori were summoned to the king, they put bandages on their nostrils and they were not recognized. In the end, people informed them that they did this and all of them were caught. Siv Vayaku Bahem Avia Va'amay Maka Gadola Ma'id Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Sheheve Akaras Pneihem Shal Yisrael. And Avio and his people smote them a great blow. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana said, Avio removed from them a karas p'neihem of Yisrael, meaning so the bodies would not be recognized and the widows could not remarry. He removed their noses. Tani Kain Ein Me'idim Ela Al Parsus Ponim. With support from our Mishnah, witnesses can testify only about the face, including the nose. Rabbi Ami Amar Shahishu Aliyim Mishmorais Shloshu Yomim Ashmis Kalkal Suasam. Ami said he didn't cut their noses, rather, to prevent the widows from remarrying, he guarded their bodies and didn't allow others to see them for 3 days until their bodies decayed and their form was no longer recognizable. Awadachsiv Absmaili Al Munusayich Michal Yomim. We leave out the next few words. The source to this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Ches. The widows are, to me, more numerous than the sand of the seas. We learn from there that they were hidden for many days, like being in the sand. Siv, V'le'arza koyach yirovam, oid b'yemei avya, v'yikfeyu Hashem v'yomais. Amar v'shmul, atzava shu yirovam, eina ela avya. Shmuel quotes from the Pasuk in Divrei Yom Beis, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chof. And Yeravam could muster more strength in the days of Avia, and Hashem smote him, and he died. You think that it was Yeravam who was stricken, but really it's Avia. But Lamanigas, why was he stricken? V'yuchan Amma ad al shechishad es Yeravam barabim al dichsiv, v'atem hamoin rav v'imachem Egle Hazav Asher Asa Lachem Yeravam Lelohim. Rabbi Yochanan answered, it's because he disgraced Yeravam in public, as the Pasuk says there, Pasuk Ches, and you are a great multitude, and with you are golden calves that Yeravam made for you for the gods. Even though Yeravam was a Rasha, one must nevertheless show honor to a king. Shlokish Amar Al Shibiza Es Achya Hashiloini. Rosh Lakish answered, it's because he disgraced Achya Hashiloini. And the Odechsev, ויקבצו אליו אנשים בני בליעל. על בסבך לאחי השילוני. That's the first moment of the Pasuk, the Pasuk Zion, where it says, and empty people came and gathered to him. And this is because he screamed at Achia Shiloni improperly, because Hashem commanded Achia to appoint Yeravam to be king over the ten tribes. Rabbanan Ammin Alidei Shebas Avodizor Liyadei Vlebiyora. Rabbanan answered it because idolatry came to his hand and he didn't eradicate it. Avodichsiv Vayudif Avia Achari Yeravam Vayolkad Mimenu Arim Es Beis Kel Ves Benoi Secha. And the sources of the Pasuk there, Pasuk Yutes, where it says that Avia pursued Yeravam and he captured cities from him, Beisel and its villages. And he didn't destroy the golden calf there because it says in Malachim Aleph Perek Yudbeis Pasuk Chavtes, and he put one in Beisel and one in the region of Dan. Now the Mishnah said that even if there are simanim identifying marks on his body and his clothing, it's not enough. But they came tani minayin, which is say leshor achecha shita shata machziri b'simanim b'gufoy b'keilov shneema ad drosh achicha oisai. Wasn't it taught what's the source of your colleague's ox strayed your turnip through simanim, whether it's on its body or its kelim? As it says, until your brother will search after it. This shows that midiraisa we rely on simonim. Shnihi sheh simonim darkon ishtalis. The answer is different here because simonim are prone to change. It's an enactment midrabon to return based on simonim. They enact it for money, but not to permit an eshish ish. Kini masnisa imeidim ela ad sheh shloshi yomim. A mishra should say they can testify only until 3 days from death. Rabbi Yishei, Rabbi Abba Breda, Papi, Rabbi Yoshua, De Sichnin, B'Shem, Rabbi Levi, Kartalasi, Yemen, Nashe, Taisa, Al-Gufa, Sabra, Dihi, Chazra, Legaba. Rabbi Abba Breda, Papi, and Rabbi Yoshua, of Sichnin, quoting Rabbi Levi, said that all 3 days after death, the Nefesh hovers over the body, it thinks it will return to it. Given Dihi, Chamisle, Dishtani, Divine, Dafui, Hi, Shavkale, Ba'azlele. Once it sees that the appearance of its face changed, it abandons it and goes away. From 3 days onwards, the stomach splits towards his face and tells it, take what you stole and what you possibly took and paid for. Haggai b'shem Yoshia, Maisi lama'ado, Kro, Azurisi perish al peneichem, Ba'afilu perish chageichem. Haggai, quoting Yoshua, said, we learn that from the Pasuk in Malachi, Perek Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and I will scatter dung upon your face, the dung of your sacrifice of the festival. The word perish, dung, is repeated to teach that even excrement of what you consumed on your festivals, which are not the way Hashem commanded, will return to your face. At that time, and here we have the Pasuk in Iyov, Perek Yudalef, Pasuk Chof Beis, his flesh causes him pain, and his soul mourns for him.